This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in hospital officials say that Israeli strikes flattened two Gaza homes, killing more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family. The details about the casualties emerged Saturday, a day after the UN Secretary General warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has had a long and private conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday. Biden says he did not ask for a ceasefire specifically, and said that the conversation that he had with Netanyahu was private. It is not immediately clear how and when aid deliveries might accelerate after the UN Security Council adopted a watered-down resolution calling for immediately speeding up help to desperate civilians in Gaza. Legislatures returning to session in states across the United States early in 2024 will consider condemning the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, and some could take even bigger steps. A Florida lawmaker wants to make university students who support Hamas pay the higher out-of-state tuition cost. A New Jersey legislator is calling to reimburse the travel costs of state residents who had to evacuate from Israel. While many measures introduced so far largely support Israel, some also would call for a ceasefire. In the conflict, since the war began, at least 59 Hamas or Israel-related pieces of